they're all about my glorious Lisa G.
Excuse me.
Oh, my.
It's like Brian hitting the bumps. He's like, burping a baby.
Is that it? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a wonderful way to start a Princess and the Pauper.
Oh, no. Start over.
What? What?
That's terrible.
No. It's life. What do you do?
It's true. Matt's always commenting on the fact that when I'm perfectly fine, I get in the car, I start hitting bumps, and then I start burping.
Uh-huh.
It's like burping a baby.
There you go.
All those bumps.
What? It's
and then once all the air is up, I'm burping or something. You know? It's like...
Well, how convenient for you.
I know, right?
Ask or something.
No.
The bottom burpers is what it's called.
Oh, no.
In decent British company. Anyway. Another exciting trip. We've been doing this Albuquerque. It seems like we've been making the Albuquerque trip on Saturdays a lot.
It's only once a month. It just happened to be close to the end of last month, and now it's the beginning of this month.
Right.
So it seems like it's like back to back, but
it is.
But I'd rather do it now while the weather's good than have it turn cold and rainy and icy and snowy and try to drive through that. Because I'm not driving through that. Sorry, I'm just not going to do it.
There you go, man.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous, especially with all these crazy truckers. I don't want to sound prejudiced, but the Indian truckers who don't seem to understand that there's rules on the road, hello, and you have to obey those rules or you're going to kill somebody.
I think things that just used to be kind of good driving manners that we didn't really have rules about.
They no longer exist.
They have recently turned them into laws. You know, like not driving on the left lane unless you're passing somebody.
But just the courtesy, is gone.
It's sad to say because when you're talking to Indians, we mean like Indians from
India.
They're
nice enough
people.
They're
usually incredibly courteous.
Yes.
They've got a certain decorum when they do that. You know, they always introduce someone very formally, you know.
But I remember on that movie, Pride and Prejudice, that takes place in India.
Right.
You know.
Uh-huh.
And what's his name asks, you know, when they first get off the airport and they're in this little taxi thing, and he goes, oh my gosh, Raj, where have you brought me? Because there's cows on the road, there's no lines on the road, they're driving anywhere and everywhere, and it's almost as if they don't know how to drive if there's lines on the road and no cows in the road.
Well, they just ignore such things because it's obvious you can't function around there unless you violate,
So, for me, that's why they can't drive here, because they just don't understand.
I can't say much. Apparently, I was the driver that didn't understand how things worked when I was in Santiago. I hated driving because I was just so... I was just too nervous. I don't like big cities in the first place. So that's a city of 8 million people going a billion miles an hour. I don't know what it is about big cities. It doesn't matter where they are, apparently. You always have to drive like a maniac just to survive. Anyway, what of that to be the subject of recording, since we have never recording in a while.
Well, good. I'm doing 70.
Yeah, I don't think the state police is really going to ding you for at least for speed.
No.
Of course, they have 5,000 other things they can choose from.
Well, you know, I'll say, I just got my car out of the shop yesterday. Yeah. If there's something wrong, I'll let them know because I'm going back next Thursday.
Well, yeah. It isn't going to become obvious for another 2 weeks or so that you've got a bigger problem.
Yeah.
And they have unleashed on me somehow.
So, yeah, I'm hoping that my car drives fine today. I noticed when I was going up a hill yesterday, usually when I go up that hill, my RPMs shoot up to 3, 3.5, maybe 4, trying to get up that hill.
Sure.
And it just stayed right where it was, and I kept going the same speed.
Well, then I'm glad that we got your, I noticed it did a little bit of shuffling on this.
Well, yeah, these are...
It's a heck of a hill.
Yeah, it is.
So there it is. All right.
So that was really nice. I kept looking at it, waiting for something to happen, and it just stayed at a steady rate, and I was really pleased.
Well, I'm glad. I really wanted something that we would do something that would give you a good another 100,000 miles on the vehicle.
Yeah.
I usually wake up earlier than Lisa.
Oh,
Of course, I'm a very bored person, but I'm also lazy and then I don't want to get out of bed. So, I have the obligatory old smartphone by the side of my bed that isn't a phone anymore. But you can get on the internet a little bit with it. It's got sticky keys. My old one does, which is very sad. Because it was a pretty good little doodad anyway. But, and so, you know, a lot of these Android phones have kind of a built-in, it's not really a news thing. Well, I guess it's what passes for news now, which is mostly kind of native advertising and stuff like that. And then a lot of conspiracy theory stuff, which I'm always into because 3/4 of the time the conspiracy theories are true. Anyway, one of the most interesting things right now is, this thing's called the 3-Eye Atlas object.
Yes, the thing that's going in space, yes.
Yeah. And it isn't behaving like the scientists think it should.
Because it actually accelerated.
Or something, yeah.
Or they said, this has to be an alien spaceship because a comet won't accelerate like that.
Yeah, it's this one Harvard scientist who's postulating all this, and everybody else is working him over because they go, no. So anyway, it's been interesting in the news the last little bit about this. So sometimes they call it a comet. Sometimes they call it just this kind of interstellar object that just seems to be behaving really weird. So there's this guy who says, it's aliens, man. That's an alien spaceship. Me, personally, I'm kind of saying, maybe it's that wormwood thing that they talk about in the scriptures, right?
Yeah.
That's going to kill a third of everything in the world? It's bound to happen.
Was this the thing that they said was going to hit the moon?
No, there's been a lot of talk about different things hitting the moon and screwing things up. That would definitely cause a lot of problems.
Oh, yeah.
But know if I bothered trying to keep this stuff straight. It's all just a mishmash, to be honest. But this thing is still transiting through our little territory here. It is... It's today. Today's like, what, the 9th? The 9th of November?
The
8th of November. 2025. Because when you go and you look at the recordings in the bunch, it doesn't say what dates they are.
Yeah.
So it's nice to mention it once in a while to say these things are happening. Anyway. Pardon me. And of course, mine is all about my quote news feed, because it kind of keeps track of what you find interesting, what you're clicking on. I am a sucker for the natural remedies to things, because I'm cheap and because I don't like doctors very much, or I don't like how doctors behave.
Well, I don't really chemicals in my body either.
I suppose.
Through pharmaceutical stuff.
Yeah. Slowly been trying to find alternatives for my gout stuff, which I haven't had a gout problem in a very, very long time. I cut the prescription that I was being given way long in the past from 300 milligrams down to 150. And I take this tart cherry and celery seed extract
pill.
And, you know, it's hard to tell what's effective or not, because I'm not really that willing to experiment on myself that hard.
Yeah.
You know? I'm just trying to stretch my supply of allopurinol. And I won't talk about the fact too much.
Then don't talk about it.
But there were some interesting things today. Apparently, they've got this stuff that really solves diabetes in mice, which is the way you test diabetic stuff before you start being on mutants. It's this thing, it's got a really long Latin name, you know how all these things are. Anyway, it's called Desert Cherries. They don't have it here in the Western Hemisphere. This is yet another thing that they have in China.
Yeah.
And I guess it goes as far as Iran and places like that where it grows right now. But it's perfectly suited, I guess, for this kind of an environment, kind of temperate places. Anyway, although we're a little drier. And so there you go. Might have the answer to diabetes. They've got this, it's just this thing. The only problem is they'll try to turn it into a medicine that you have to go to a doctor to have it metered out to you just right. Actually, it's not just right. It's metered. Usually not enough.
Of course.
They never give you actually enough. That's right, because if something actually solved one of your problems, you'd stop showing up. Anyway, so yeah, I don't know how's your experiment with the bovine thyroid.
It's not as good as the porcine.
Oh no, we all know that. I don't know why. I don't know, but see, anything that actually works well, you have to beg a doctor for.
Yes, but I feel. Like, it keeps me awake.
It does?
It, when I take it, but I still feel like it's dragging.
Oh.
And yesterday, when I didn't have it, I was falling asleep, sitting there in that silly waiting room.
So that ABK drop things that taste terrible?
I don't know.
But that's supposed to really activate this stuff and make it amazing.
I don't know if it is really doing anything wrong.
See, that's really the whole thing. So, yeah, I don't know. It's tempting to go and try. I was trying to find if they sold, you know, seeds or the baby bushes that these desert cherries are supposed to grow on, if they're actually for sale. And, of course, nobody's ever heard of them. And it's like, oh, God. Heck. What are you supposed to do? Are you trying to hit all the potholes, Lee?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Was that guy coming over on you?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
And this guy kept slowing down. And it's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, pardon. So, that was from the world of that. I'm trying to figure out what other interesting things we have. Oh, I didn't want to do that.
Oops.
It's okay. These smartphones are so touchy. Oh, a House Republican predicts the shutdown. Yes, the federal government is currently in shutdown mode. And everybody's fighting about who you should be blaming for it. And that's pretty much what it's all coming down to. Nobody seems really interested in stopping the shutdown. They're all just very interested in
who gets the blame.
And who's going to get the blame for it for political reasons. And it's like, you know what? Lisa's been watching The Crown.
Yes.
The TV show. And there was this guy in this latest episode who was kind of staging kind of a coup.
Yeah. Who happened to be related to the Queen.
Well, of course, that was how he got drafted for the job. You know, he was a very well-respected military leader. And he was the Queen's cousin. And he thought he could talk her into throwing out the current government, dissolving Parliament, throwing out the government, and appointing a new government. And it's a shame that we don't have a monarch who could pull this off. Everybody who says no kings and all that, it's obvious Trump's not a king, because if he was, he could just wipe it all out and just appoint something else as a kind of a caretaker government. But no, he doesn't do that. Why? Because the Constitution doesn't give him that power. Ta-da! So much for those no kings protests, which went nowhere, because it's garbage. Because Trump, for all of what he did, and for him finding different ways of accomplishing what he would like to do, he isn't acting like a king. Supreme Court says he can't do something, he can't do something. You know, it's just that kind of thing. Anyway, so yeah, but it's very tempting with this shutdown of just saying, you know what, you're all fired. We're going to bring somebody in. It's going to reopen the government, get things going, and stuff like that. Anyway, so that's a big thing that's going on my feed all the time. They all are trying to make deals to try to make this happen. Germans think their bread is the best in the world. Here's why they might be right. Oh, those crazy Germans. They're always up to something. people are getting real grumpy because the FAA is going to announce 10% flight reductions in all these big airports because they just don't have, because the air traffic controllers aren't getting paid, right?
I don't know what's...
Yeah, it's really hard to tell who's getting paid, who's not, this thing, that thing. I don't know for sure. Always wondering when I'm going to get the call that says, stay home, you're not going to get paid. And it's like, oh, well,
yeah.
Okay.
Every morning he wakes up and says,
checks it
and says, well, I guess I still have a job.
Yeah, I still got a job. I don't know how much longer I got a job. Because at some point this has to kind of fall apart. But I don't know. I'm a contractor, so that's a whole different thing. Anyway.
See, I made it all the way up this hill, and I stayed at the Saints feet.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. The current oldest living woman shares her secret to long life.
What's her secret?
Okay, this happens all the time, because all the time there's new oldest living people because the last one's finally kicked the bucket. All right, her name is Ethel Catterham, officially recognized by the Guinness World Records as the oldest living person at the remarkable age of 116.
Wow.
It's confirmed after the passing of a Brazilian nun, Sister Ina Canabaro. Anyway, so she was born in 1909. Yes, yes, she's witnessed all these changes in the whole world and all that stuff. Okay, so, what's her secret? And I think they're going to finally get to it. No! Wait a minute. Continue. I don't want to talk about how obnoxious these things are. When asked about her secret to longevity, Ethel Catterham, or Catterham, is surprisingly simple, yet profound. And here it is. Secret lies in maintaining peace of mind. The quote from her is, never argue with anyone. I listen, and I do what I like. Oh, so it isn't doing what other people want you to do. It's just
not
arguing
with them about it.
It's just... You just listen, and then you do whatever you feel like doing.
Oh, yeah. What a character.
One's emotional well-being is just as important as physical health through diet and exercise. Yeah, almost always people say it really doesn't matter because, you know, you always have those little old guys that are like the oldest person in the whole world, and they're all chain smokers guzzle wine like nobody's business. And they're going, that's my secret, man! Cigarettes and wine! Boo-hoo! And then they die. But they're like, you know, 115, 116, so you don't want to get weird about it. It just goes to show you that we don't really know. We don't have a clue. Some people just live an awfully long time. But I like hers. I've been arguing with people, so I'm not arguing with you. Or I don't want to. All right, so there it is, man. She looks pretty happy, too. It looks like she's either got really good dentures or her teeth look pretty good. Which is always a big thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I found out something about that whole thing about regrowing your tooth enamel.
Yeah?
It is toothpaste made out of human hair.
Ew.
But it works. You can't tell it's made out of human hair.
Well, yeah, but the thought just gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Uh-oh. Lisa's just going to be losing her teeth. That's all there is to it. Because she isn't going to do... If there's something that Lisa doesn't like, it ain't gonna happen. Like right now, I don't do this very often, but I'm actually trying to grow out my beard, and it's getting there. But Lisa don't like it, because it just makes the kissing just weird for her.
Yeah.
She can't do it. So I don't know how long I'm really going to stick with this. Because I don't really think it has everything to do with it being, like scritchy scratchy or something. Because she will always comment when I shave, because I only usually shave like twice a week when I'm shaving. I haven't shaved in over a month or two. Anyway. And, yeah. If I haven't, you know, if it's during one of those days where I've got like maybe about 2 days worth of stubble, which is very much, oh, the complaints you hear from Lisa. Oh, my gosh. Oh, you're so scratchy. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
that hurts.
She will see, yeah. She will still kiss me.
I'm a very sensitive person.
Oh, my goodness. It is so true. So, if I ever want to have good relations with my wife, the beard's going to have to go on somewhere. So we'll just, yeah, I figure I'm going to do it for a little bit longer until Lisa just finally says, Jason, I want to kiss you. And so it's got to go now. Yes, me. And I'm not really sold on it being wonderful or not. I don't know. I just want to see how it looks.
Yeah. You look older because there's a lot more gray in your beard than there is on your head.
But Lisa will never comment on whether she likes the look or not.
Well,
okay, Lee, come on.
It's still kind of patchy.
Okay, all right. So it's this weird thing of, if I want to get a good opinion from Lisa, I'm going to have to grow it out more. But at some point, she's just going to refuse to kiss me at all.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. See?
And then you'll know.
I tell you, man, I don't know what to do. Lisa can't just... I love Lisa with all my heart, but she makes me nuts.
Sorry.
No, you're not, because if you were sorry, you'd do something about it. That's always the garbage they give to me. You know, if you really were sorry, you'd do something about it. It's like, you know what? I'm not tired of getting accused
of that.
Well,
if you did something about it, then you wouldn't have to say sorry anymore.
No, there's always something else I have to be sorry about, because I'm always kind of in trouble. All right. Yeah, we just saw the episode about Prince Charles being sent off to
Wales
for a term of college, so he could learn some Welsh enough to
give speech
to give us the kind of ascension speech about
him becoming Prince of Wales.
Yeah. And boy, let me tell you, his mom, who was such a nice person there at the beginning of her queendom.
Yeah. It's really cold towards
him. Yeah, it was really nasty to him because, you know, he said things to make the Welsh people happy.
But she didn't agree with
it. And she didn't agree with any of it. You know, it's like, no, we don't do that. And it was. And it's like, hi, Lizzie, you're a jerk. And all she seemed to care about was her horses. Horses, 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 horses.
Yeah.
Of course, can I tell you? I kind of feel bad for both of them. She was complaining about the fact that Being the queen had been foisted on her by her uncle, who abdicated.
If he had not abdicated, she would have had a normal life.
Yeah. None of this would have happened to her. It would have passed down through his line, and everything would have been great.
And the thing is that he wanted back the power after years had passed, and he decided he was bored. But the problem is he was rubbing elbows with Hitler.
Oh.
And if he had been king, what would England look like today?
Well, I don't know. We just read that one article from this old fella. He was like the last World War II vet of this particular group in England. And he said, I don't know what we fought for. What's the point? He said,
we fought for our freedom, but we have less freedom today than we did then.
Yeah, and it was like, whoa. And everybody's like trying to shut him up, you know. And it's like, no, he's speaking what he thinks, man. Oh, there you go. Oh, they got a bumper sticker on their window that says 3 feet away. That's weird.
I'd have to get up 3 feet close just so I could
read the stupid thing. So anyway, yeah, I just happened to think about that because here is an article from Marie Claire. Now, I don't know if in the past Marie Claire was all about the monarchy, but it seems like a lot of the stories that I get about different royals comes from Marie Claire. Anyway, apparently King Charles is joking that when he drops dead and reveals he's got endless plates and screws in his body during a veteran's visit. So there he goes, talking about how they're having to kind of patch him up and keep him together. And he kind of felt bad for Charles. He was trying to be his own person, and his mother just swatted him one.
Yeah.
Told him that's not the way it works. It says we all just sacrifice our life. And, you know, and you can tell that she was bitter about the whole situation of it happening to her.
Yeah.
Because she would just as soon be her own person rather than being this, you know, this queen.
You know, after his trip, he went to go, he visited with her in her bedroom.
Yeah.
And he was just kind of looking around as if he had never been in that room before.
I don't think he had.
And the thing is that he had previously seen this couple go bring their son upstairs to put him to bed together. And he had never experienced that.
Yeah, and I think he got more sympathy from people who by nature hated him.
Because
he was the prince.
Yeah. But,
and they loved Wales.
I expected him to say, how come you never came and kissed me goodnight or anything like that, you know? But he didn't. He just said, don't I get a thank you or a job well done for, you know? And I felt sorry for the guy.
Yeah. Oh, no, you know? It doesn't matter that he's got all the crap in the whole world, and he's this, you know, and he's richer than sin. He can't behave like he is, particularly, you know.
But I would hope that he treated his own children differently, that he helped put them to bed, tuck them into bed, kiss them goodnight, instead of, you know, letting Nanny do it.
Well, you know, I'm kind of hoping that that's what William and Kate are doing these days.
Yes.
That they're trying to change the way the monarchy is. Okay, day 37 of the shutdown. It's all everybody talks about. Anyway, yeah. So much for all the interesting things. Oh, and the whole thing about going to Mars. Everybody's still...
What is
thinking
the point?
Thinking about going to Mars when they all say, you know what? It's going to ruin all these people's kidneys. Everybody who goes says it's a one-way trip.
Yeah.
You can't come back. And you'll be on dialysis for the rest of your life. Because a human body isn't made for that kind of stuff. Anyway. So I'm just like, well, who cares? You know, you can send all these probes to Mars. You can check it out. There used to be water there. There's maybe some bacteria that's still growing there. The tardigrades could probably survive there just fine. Maybe we should send a big probe full of those tardigrades and see how they do. You know, because apparently they can hit deep space from these things. Anyway. Italian. All right. Anything interesting else from the news today or stuff like that? I don't want this to become that kind of recording all the time.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Okay. Cozy feet are interesting. Those hoodies. Hoodies are quite the thing now. Everybody wants to have a better hoodie. I think the Air Force is almost signed on to the hoodie thing. They might change their uniforms to be just, you know, khaki hoodies. Everybody's fighting each other in Congress. Scientist says humans will go backwards in time within just 4 years. And you go, what? Apparently we've been de-evolving for quite a while now. Apparently our great-grandparents did life so much better than we did.
Yeah.
And it's not getting better. And then there's the other people who go, oh, no, it's just a bunch of crap. We're all, you know, every single generation has lots and lots of garbage to work through. And they don't, you know. And they go, yeah, I guess it really doesn't matter. But, yeah, apparently these people, popular mechanics, thinks we're just 4 years away from time travel, at least going backwards in time.
Well, then how, if you can't go forward in time, how are you going to get back?
I don't think you can. I think it's that whole thing about...
It's a one-way trip?
About flying off to Mars. So I hope that's really what you want to do, because you're going to die. Because you can't come back. Or you can come back, but nobody's going to pay for your horrible hospital. All righty. Lord is hastening his work. Go. The Lord. Your ways long shadow. Okay. Oh. There is a long shot appeal to overturn the decision legalizing same-sex marriage nationwide. They might actually pull the plug on same-sex marriage. I think it's one of those things that once you cross that road, you're screwed. You can't go back without causing great whatever. I think they made a huge mistake in the past, and now it's just up to us to, we're just gonna pay for it until Christ comes and goes, don't do that crap. Oh, top story this week. What's hiding inside 3-1 Atlas? Alien comet brightens after the sun encounter. We don't know what's going on. Yeehaw! Oh, you all right, Lee?
Missed a pothole just for you, and now you're questioning.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay.
I love you. I don't know if I could win on anything. Like I said, I think I've long ago given up on anything. I'm always just going to be in trouble on the wrong side of everything. Yeah.
It's not like I could have gone the opposite direction. It was a trip.
Oh, my gosh. This just came down. Supreme Court has issued an order blocking full SNAP payments. SNAP is the modern rendition of food stamps. And I've got weird opinions about food stamps. I think it's a weird form of slavery. But,
and it's almost like an addiction.
But you can't call it that because, oh my gosh, it's the worst, you know, the worst thing you could ever say. It's like calling somebody dinner.
But it's almost like an addiction. They can't live without it. And they scream and holler and act like they're going through withdrawals.
Well, once you get it, you reform your life around the fact that you have it. So, yeah, I'm not sure. Absolutely. But it is, I think it actually is one of our modern forms of slavery.
Having
a certain number of people that do this, and they will, to a certain extent, they'll bend over backwards to keep it. I'm sorry.
I remember at one point that we got food stamps.
Yeah.
When it was called food stamps, not SNAP.
Yeah, it was back when you got the bookmits full.
Yeah.
Things in the plate.
And I knew that I had this to cover a month, which really it would cover 1 week's worth of groceries. So I would divvy it up and only spend so much in for groceries with it per week, and then the rest I would pay for myself. And the cashiers just couldn't believe I could do that. That it must take so much willpower to not spend all of it at once. It's like, what? I don't understand.
Because a whole lot of poverty, and I mean the larger concept,
but if you spent
not
it,
just I don't have money.
But if you spent it all in one fell swoop,
uh-huh.
You know,
you'd
as soon
have
as you
a
get
wonderful
it,
week and your kids would be starving.
And then the rest of the month you're starving?
Well,
that's stupid.
You were making money.
I know, but I'm talking about these other families who may not be making money.
Yeah. The problem is that system almost kind of encourages you not to have a job because it makes qualifying for it easier.
But for me, it also made it easier once we got off of it that it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah. It didn't help that much. And in not helping, it's that S in SNAP is supplemental.
Yeah.
It isn't designed to
pay for everything.
Yeah,
all
provide
the time
for all your food needs.
But
people think it should.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, I.
Go ahead.
I didn't want to become dependent on that money because I knew it wasn't going to last. When we first started, they were giving me like $600 a month. And back then,
that's a lot of money.
That was a lot of money.
That was a
money.
Whole lot more than we actually spent on food.
Yes. And then all
so
of a sudden,
we had all this extra money.
Yeah, all of a sudden, they changed it from $600 to like $100, $120 maybe.
But it was a whole lot of standing in line, going to the welfare office all the time to prove that you were still
eligible for this benefit.
And which was fine. I think the biggest service that people in those straits do is not taking food stamps. Is just saying, you know what, we'll
make do.
We'll just make do with what we got.
Yeah.
And, of course, everybody says, well, you can't these days. You can't do that. He says, you know what? He says, you can always do it. It's a, you know, it says, if you get to the point to where you're just not, you know, your kids are starving, and I'm sorry, nobody starves in the United States. Never seen it. Doesn't exist.
I don't know.
What do we, you know, I've never seen it.
There was one family. Their youngest one had one of those great big pot bellies,
yeah,
and was skinny everywhere else, kind of like in the
right.
Starving countries.
Uh-huh.
And
but and that wasn't because of lack of food.
She had invited me and our kids, you were working at PGS, I think, so you weren't around, to come for dinner. And so we did. And my kids, for their dinner, they got a quarter cup of refried beans. A quarter cup.
Yeah.
I got maybe a half a cup.
Yeah.
And one tortilla apiece.
Right.
And I was hungry afterwards. My kids were hungry afterwards.
Sure.
And it was late. There was no way I could go home and pull together a meal and feed them.
Yeah.
So we went out to McDonald's to fill my kids' bellies up because they were hungry. I was hungry. And it's like, no wonder her youngest looks like this. Oh, no, wait. Oh, he's turning. Okay.
Well, the reason why I say what I say is typically, like I would ask this, were the parents or one parent or whatever it was, were they smokers?
No.
Okay, that totally amazes me. Almost everybody who actually has starving kids isn't. It isn't because there isn't enough money. It's because it's money poorly allocated.
Or they have a bunch of dogs and they feed the dogs before they feed the kids.
That's right. Yeah.
$2.59 here.
You always have to. Let's go down to. No, you do what you want to do. We always have this fight every single time, which is dumb. Lisa just needs to do what she wants to do, because if Lisa's not happy, what good is any of it? Anyway, so yeah, well, here we are at the end of the thing. And they go, and that's why I say, when people say, our kids are starving and there's food insecurity, and you go, that is the most trumped up piece of political term in the world is food insecurity. What kind of crap is that? It says, is there a grocery store in your town? Yes. Well, they don't have enough money to pay for food. You go, I bet you $10 they do if they would get rid of some of their really crappy habits. This is, most poverty people are poor by whatever measure you want to put poverty at because of bad allocation of what they have. And the government throws plenty of money at such people. You go, is it slavery? You go, yeah. He says, but you know what? Starving doesn't happen.
You know.
He says, you know, you can choose whether your kid's going to be an African pot belly.
Yeah.
Or not. This is.
I can't see the price.
$2.59.
Okay.
That's $2.56.
Okay. That's
$2.56. I love you. I'm sorry. I saved you. Saves you about 3 cents.
Yeah, a gallon.
Ta-da! Aren't I wonderful? Okay, we should probably stop now. Okay, Lisa, so you better say bye to everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Hello, and yeah, bye. I'm sorry. There it is. All right, we're going to go ahead and cut this thing off and give it a name and all that. So we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
I hope she can back up and get out of here.